USA News, I'm Corey Myers. There are no interest rate cuts in our future, so says the Fed.
The minutes from the recent Federal Reserve meeting offer no hints of potential rate cuts. The summary of the October 31st and November 1st two-day meeting, which were released Tuesday, reveals ongoing concerns among officials about the potential for increased inflation. They emphasize the necessity of maintaining a restrictive monetary policy to bring inflation down to the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. I'm John Schaefer.
The I-10 freeway underpass near downtown Los Angeles, where a significant fire erupted over a week ago, had previously failed an inspection months ago. Combustible liquids and stacks of pallets were found stored under the freeway in a section leased by Caltrans. Authorities are investigating that fire as a case of arson. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise due to some severe storms and snow today.
The National Weather Service's Prediction Center, in a post on X, highlighted two primary storm systems impacting the U.S., with a particular focus on the South and East Coast. Anticipated weather conditions include heavy rain and thunderstorms along the coast extending to the mid-Atlantic, with the possibility of a wintry mix in New England. I'm Dave Collins.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week, a sign that the U.S. job market is remaining resilient despite higher interest rates. The Labor Department reported today that jobless claims dropped by 24,000 to 209,000. The previous week's total was 233,000, and that had been the highest since August. This is USA News.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The traditional balloon inflation event for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade happens today on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. The public is invited to watch between noon and 6 as crews blow up giant character balloons that will go some 4 to 5 stories high. It's time to give thanks for our canine friends. This Thanksgiving brings the 22nd annual National Dog Show, presented by Purina, put on by the Kennel Club of Philadelphia. That show starts at noon Eastern and runs until 2 p.m. on NBC, Peacock, NBCSports.com, and the NBC Sports app. The event hosted by actor John O'Hurley. A new Gallup poll says a majority of Americans are worried about being tricked by scammers. The new survey shows 57% of respondents either frequently or occasionally worry about falling for a scam or providing access to a financial account. The concern falls second only to the worry of falling victim to identity theft, which worries nearly 3 out of 4 Americans. Movie theaters will be busy Thanksgiving weekend. The new Disney animated film Wish and Ridley Scott's new historical drama Napoleon are the top releases hitting movie screens over the holiday weekend. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.